Okay. Hi. My name is Grace, and I'm 19. Today is December 1st, and I'm speaking with Annalise, who's one of my friends here at College Park. And she is also 19. So we're both college freshmen, Annalise.
Yeah.
What has been your favorite part of being a freshman here at Maryland?
You know, getting to know new people. I was scared about, like, missing my high school friends, but I've made some really good connections here, like, people interested in the same career path, and they motivate me, which is something I haven't really had before, so that's probably my favorite aspect of college, being a freshman here.
Oh, it's super cute.
Thanks.
So, can you tell me about someone who has had the biggest influence on your life, Annalise?
Okay, so I would definitely say Harry Styles, because he's just, like, an icon, and he's gotten me through so much. Like, his music is just so good, and I've watched him grow as an artist and a person, and it's just really inspiring to see someone develop into their, like, true self, and, like, he's just really talented. And he doesn't do what, like, everyone expected him to do. And he's not afraid of being judged. And so he's just the most influential person to me.
What's, like, your favorite song of his, then?
That's a hard question. I would probably say my favorite song is Cherry, just because he gets so emotional and is so vulnerable in it. vocals are just so strong, and it's just very creative how he added the voice memo in the end, and it's just such a good song.
Do you have a favorite song from his One Direction era?
Of course, of course. So, okay, so, you know, besides Na Na Na,
it's a really fun Spotify rap song to have on there. Only a couple people probably have it on their Spotify rap.
So true. I like Fool's Gold a lot, just because, you know, I can relate
deeply. That's kind of sad.
It is. I like 18 because I just think it's really sweet. Probably my most favorite song, though, is probably between... Wait, I'm very conflicted. I do love... No, wait, I can't say that. I do love Stockholm Syndrome, but then...
I do like that song.
Yeah, it's so good. But then I do like... Wait, let me pause it. Sorry.
Okay. So...
No one's gonna hear this, right?
No.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay. What? Okay. Mm-hmm. So then, what is a song that you have associated with, like, a really happy memory? Like, what's that song, and then what's that memory?
That's a fantastic question. So, I was going to say 18 by One Direction, because I was obsessed with it on my 18th birthday, and then I sung a boy over it, and it reminded me of him, but now it's sad, because he's a piece of shit, so I'm not going to say that song. I'm so sure. Do you have the same scholars people as, like, is there the same, like,
what's it? Kelly?
No. Okay. But whoever they are isn't into this. So I'd probably say, probably a country song. Probably, Hard to Forget by Sam Hunt. Reminds me of summer, going to the lake house with my best friend. It's just, you know, we played it all summer, and it just brings back the memories of being my summer before college and just having fun with my best friend, us spending time together before we both left for different schools.
Aww.
Yeah. I'm actually mad at that bitch right now, but it's fine. Next question.
What is the one thing that you would want to tell you from 3 months ago in that summer?
3 months ago, bitch. That was, I was here.
Oh, okay. Then day one, December, freshman Annalise.
January 1st.
Oh, wait. Yeah, we were
December,
here.
November 1st, October 1st,
September 1st.
Okay, so what would you want to tell that person on, like, 3 months ago, September 1st, Annalise? Because that was, like, day two of college.
I would tell her to not get too stressed over college things. Because doing your best is enough and things get stressful. And if I don't do as well as I want to on an assignment, there's always room for improvement. And it's only the freshman semester. So I can still improve myself, and that's what growing is for. And I would tell her to keep the same mentality of fuck men.
Amen.
Amen.
Alrighty. Just thank you so much, Annalise. I'm so happy we had this conversation.
Me too.
You know, come by any day.
I will. Okay. I have a lot to get off my chest.
Sounds good.
Perfect.